The first ever freedom of information law in Mexico is transforming the relationship between the government and its citizens. Before it went into effect last year, it took months or years to get the most basic information from authorities, such as a congressman's salary. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports on an effort to ensure better accountability.
Tucked inside a downtown Mexico City mall, a tiny office with a row of computers sits mostly empty. Most people still don't recognize the large sign outside, the Federal Institute for Access to Information, or IFAI by its Spanish acronym. The IFAI is Mexico's new government research center where journalists, scholars, farmers, or anyone else can log in and look up a wealth of information about their leaders. 68-year-old day laborer and former soldier Fernando Castro sits before one computer, his face scrunched up, looking sad but intent. He's trying to find a small retirement account he says Mexico's most notoriously secretive institution, the Army, stole from him in 1969.
Que se están quedando con lo que yo generé.
They're keeping what I earned, he says. I served this country for 3 years. When I left, I had put some money in a housing fund. The Army said they'd keep my money until I was 40 years old. It was 2,000 pesos in cash, he says, but now they say too much time has passed to consider my complaint. It's unclear whether Castro will find any helpful information on the government's IFAI website, but IFAI research assistant Jacqueline Castillo says he just might. The day before, she says, the wife of an Army officer used the system to prove her husband had been cheated for years. The new law has forced the military to publish the table of salaries for its officers, she says. So the wife determined that for the rank of her husband, captain, he was only getting paid a fifth of what he was due. Though this office is relatively quiet, some 30,000 Mexicans have made information requests over the last year. Most do it online from their homes or offices. Castillo says as people realize they can find out everything from how much Mexico's first lady spends on clothes, $15,000 per month, to the federal budget for special education, the numbers of inquiries are beginning to soar. Sometimes, she says, people even show up with expectations too wild for the IFAI. One guy came by to find out how to apply for a taxi license in Mexico City, she says. Another wanted to know how to replace a lost voter's card. Obviously, this isn't the place. Analysts say that the government is doing a good overall job in opening its books to the public, but it's been a shock to the bureaucratic body, to say the least. One research group, known as Fundar, has just tested how well the executive branch is doing. Investigator Angel Curi says in the rush to comply with the new information law, the various ministries have each created their own sometimes obtuse formats, making it difficult to find and compare information, for example, on salaries.
Estos casi todos vienen bien presentados.
Almost all of these are well-presented sites, he says, clicking his keyboard. But on the webpage for the Ministry of Social Development, we couldn't find the salary info, ever. And this is by internet, which is the easiest way for the people to look for information. Mexico's bureaucracy has traditionally been steeped in red tape, but the government added an unexpected feature to its online research system designed to reduce waiting time dramatically. Claremont McKenna University professor Roderick Camp has made some 30 requests for information in Mexico. He says in some ways the online system in Mexico works better than the U.S. Freedom of Information Act.
Your question becomes embedded in a list of questions that other people have asked and the answers. So you can go on the website of these or any other governmental agency in Mexico and just read through the requests. And if it happens to be a question you're interested in, you just click on the answer, and then you don't have to ask the question or wait 4 to 5 weeks to get the answers.
That's if you have access to a computer, of course. Over a third of Mexicans live in the rural countryside, where even a post office is hard to find. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.